Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Harriet Cohen, who is the founder, president of the Training Solutions. Harriet, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Harriet, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. And thank you for this opportunity. I'm really honored to be able to do this. As you mentioned, I'm the founder and president of Training Solutions, and it's hard for me to believe that it's over 25 years old. And it's a boutique consulting company where we do coaching, consulting, and some training. And what we look at is we work with different companies and look at where they are now, where they want to be, and how we help them get there. And so we work with companies that are starting, that they're growing, or they're getting ready to exit. And being able to work with them and provide them the tools and the resources that they need, I am able to cross all industries, which has been very exciting. There isn't an industry I haven't worked in. And that ranges anywhere from military to nonprofit to for-profit to educational, the whole gamut. Because what I focus on are foundational tools. And what I mean by foundational tools, I use this analogy. If you're building a house, you don't start with the decorating. You make sure that the cement is poured, that the electrical and the plumbing are all in place, and everything is ready to go. And then you can decide what color you want to paint the walls or anything else. It's the same thing in a business. You have to have that foundation. And there are three key areas that I look at in terms of the foundation. The first one is your strategic direction. Where are you going? But why are you going there? What is it about the industry you're in that is guiding you to go in that direction? What are the trends? And most importantly, how do you separate yourself from the other people in that industry? What makes your company special? What is it that about your company that tells customers that they should come and use your services? Because as I've often said, and as you probably know, coaches and consultants are a dime a dozen. There's a lot of us out there. How do we separate ourselves? And that's why I ask companies, how do you separate yourself so people will buy from you? Which leads me into the second key foundation, which is your target market. And this isn't about market research or any of this stuff. It's about two important aspects. One is your demographic, and two is your psychographic. And when I mention demographics, people will say, oh, everybody needs us. Sorry. No, they don't. You have to figure out who your ideal customer is. It's not necessarily about the things we think about age or anything else. It's about why they are your ideal customer. So when I look at my ideal customer, I'm looking at somebody who has a company or wants to start a company, is willing to do the work, and can afford me. It's that simple. That's my ideal customer. They have to be willing to do the work. And then the second part about that is what's called psychographics, which most people have never heard of, but it's built on Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Why do people do what they do? And there's five areas. Bottom is safety and security, We look at, all the, food, shelter, clothing, job, all of that. Then it gets into being part of something. Then it's praise for making a good choice. And then the top one is self-actualization. So, what are your customers looking at? Which area of that are they looking at in order to use you? And then the final foundational tool is performance management. And that covers hiring, developing, creating a culture. So it's not just the hiring and developing separately, but it's creating a culture of collaboration where the people that work for you agree with your mission, agree with your vision, and want to help you grow. This is where people look at, what they can do. They understand what the expectation is. The leadership is there to develop the staff, to guide them, to help them be their best. And when they're at their best, they're engaged, they want to do more for the company, they want to look at everything that's going on and how they can help. It helps with hiring because people, when you hire them, know what they're getting into, know what you expect. It reduces turnover because people have found a home. They don't want to leave there. And they want to bring in other people who are like-minded and who want to share what they're doing. And so it covers so much when we talk about performance management. Because what it is just making sure everybody knows what to expect and how to be their best in any situation. So these are the key foundational tools that I use that I wanted to share with you because every business can be a success if they know the right tools, create the right culture, have the leadership that uses this as a foundation, and my function as a coach is to help them achieve it. So, thank you for letting me tell you about me and training solutions and what I do.
Thanks again, Harriet. That is so useful. I love the way you kind of broken that down, very, very clear and concise. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Harriet, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Harry, it's so good to see you again. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
I appreciate you asking me, and I hope we can continue the conversation.
Thanks again, Harriet. Bye for now.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.